Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. With me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. And we are once again looking at Chapter 6 in the manual, Teachings of Presidents of the Church, Lorenzo Snow. Chapter 6 is titled, Becoming Perfect Before the Lord, A Little Better Day by Day. It's a twofold purpose, I think, Eric. It's trying to tell Latter-day Saints what's expected of them if they hope to get the best the Mormon God has for them. While at the same time, it's trying to encourage them, hopefully, that they not get discouraged if they don't find themselves today being perfect. But as we've been mentioning, life is a series of todays, and those todays are ticking down to the end where finally your mortal probation, Latter-day Saint, is going to be over. The question you need to ask yourself is if this is what is really required of me, if I am supposed to be perfect and get a little bit better every day, am I going to eventually arrive at that? Will I have enough todays to work on this perfection that I'm supposed to eventually achieve? Now, I'm going to leave it to you to read this chapter, folks. If you think we're taking this out of context, then by all means, challenge us on it. But it certainly sounds to us that that's exactly what Latter-day Saints are supposed to believe and are supposed to practice. On page 98, it says, rather than become discouraged when we fail, we can repent and ask God for strength to do better. Now, with my understanding of repentance, and what is true repentance in Mormonism is what? Confessing our sins and abandoning those sins. Whenever I ask a Latter-day Saint what the definition is, that's usually what they will tell me. You confess your sins, and there's certain steps to repentance, six steps to repentance. But boils down to repenting is confessing your sins and then abandoning them and never returning to them. That is true repentance.
Joseph F. Smith said in Gospel Doctrine, pages 100 and 101, quoted in a manual called Doctrines of the Gospel Student Manual, Religion 231 and 232, on page 40, this is what he says, true repentance is not only sorrow for sins and humble penitence and contrition before God, but it involves the necessity of turning away from them, a discontinuance of all evil practices and deeds, a thorough reformation of life, a vital change from evil to good, from vice to virtue, from darkness to light. Not only so, but to make restitution so as far as it is possible for all the wrongs we have done, to pay our debts and restore to God and man their rights, that which is due to them from us. This is true repentance, and the exercise of the will and all the powers of body and mind is demanded to complete the glorious work of repentance. Then God will accept it.
Okay. Wow. Now, would we be correct in assuming that repentance is the forsaking of sin?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And when you ask a Latter-day Saint, well, how many sins must you forsake? They will always say all of them. And I have never heard any leader speaking at General Conference say that in order to repent, you just need to stop sinning some of your sins.
The Miracle of Forgiveness, page 163, quoted in two different manuals. Spencer Kimball said, there is one crucial test of repentance. This is the abandonment of the sin.
Okay, so when I read on page 98, rather than become discouraged when we fail, we can repent and ask God for strength to do better. The fact that you are repenting, Latter-day Saint, should tell you you should be discouraged.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that sounds strange, I'm sure, to a lot of Mormons' ears, but based on their own definition of what this is all about, and based on what is required of them in order to get the best the Mormon God has for them, if they keep finding themselves repenting, they better be discouraged because you just ticked off another day. Another one of your days of mortal probation has now been left behind, never to be retrieved again. You are winding down your mortal probation. When are you going to ultimately do what this chapter says you are supposed to do? Let me very quickly read this paragraph on page 99. We doubtless, many of us, walk from day to day and from week to week and from month to month before God, feeling under no condemnation, comporting ourselves properly and seeking earnestly and in all meekness for the Spirit of God to dictate our daily course. And yet there may be a certain time or times in our life when we are greatly tried and perhaps overcome. Even if this be so, that is no reason why we should not try again, and that too with redoubled energy and determination to accomplish our object. Notice what's being told here. This is a pep talk. This is nothing more than a Lorenzo Snow pep talk. Okay, you're not there today, but keep on trying, keep on trying. It's like the proverbial carrot hanging in front of the donkey's nose. The donkey keeps going for that carrot, but never get it. When I was a little kid, I had hamsters as a pet. Those noisy little things on those wheels all night long because they're nocturnal. So that stupid little squeaky wheel was going all night long, all night long. That hamster's walking and walking and walking and getting nowhere, getting nowhere. But yet at the same time, this chapter says in the very next paragraph, the Lord wishes to show leniency toward his children on earth. But he requires of them true repentance when they transgress or fail in any duty. First of all, let me correct something here. Latter-day Saint, you can correct me if I'm wrong. But when this says the Lord wishes to show leniency towards his children on earth, may I say that is not true according to Mormon scripture. It is not true according to Mormon scripture. Your God is not going to be lenient regarding your sin. Easy to prove. Doctrine and Covenants, section 1, verse 31 and 32. We find that it makes it very clear that God will not look upon your sin with the least degree of allowance. How many times have I had Mormons, when I ask them what's required and if they're doing it, they will say to me, well, Heavenly Father loves me, and he will allow me to get in because he loves me so much. But what does D&C 1 tell us?
Well, 131, you quoted it right. For I, the Lord, cannot look upon sin with the least degree of allowance. But verse 32 says, nevertheless, he that repents and does the commandments of the Lord shall be forgiven.
So I would have to ask, how many commandments does the Latter-day Saint need to accomplish in order to be forgiven? Every Mormon I've talked to will tell me all of them. When you ask them, well, are you keeping all the commandments? In other words, do you no longer find it necessary to repent? That's the Mormon that's hard to find, because they all find it necessary to repent. In fact, I've had Mormons almost brag about how often they repent, trying to show me that they're cognizant of their shortcomings, which is commendable, except for the fact that every time they repent, they're admitting that they are transgressing a commandment.
Well, and that's the point, because true repentance, as we've been quoting these last 2 days, involves a forsaking of the sin. And Spencer Kimball was very clear about this throughout his book, The Miracle of Forgiveness.
Let me go back to that paragraph where it says, the Lord wishes to show leniency towards his children on earth. Not true. He's not going to show you leniency, according to section 1, verse 31. He requires of them true repentance when they transgress or fail in any duty. He requires of them true repentance, which means you're going to stop it, if that's true repentance. He expects their obedience and that they will endeavor to cast aside some sin. No, look at it, folks, page 99, and that they will endeavor to cast aside all sin, to purify themselves and become indeed his people. It goes on to say, to accomplish this, they must walk in the straight and narrow way, making their lives brighter and better, being filled with faith and charity, which is the pure love of Christ, and attending faithfully to every duty in the gospel. Folks, this is not the gospel, because gospel means good news. It means good news. If this is what is required, in order for a Latter-day Saint to hopefully get the best Mormonism has for them, and they cannot possibly attain it, how can that be good news? Now, are we making this up? I have people tell me, well, you're just making that up. I don't have the imagination to make this kind of stuff up. This is in their newest manual. If you don't believe it, go out and buy one. I think they're like $3. You can probably pick it up at Deseret Book. Wait a few months, you can pick it up at Deseret Industries. But anyway, if you look at what it says here, it's very clear what's expected of the Latter-day Saint. There's no dancing around this. It is making it very clear what a Mormon must do.
You know what? Later in the manual, we don't have time to go over it, but he says the Latter-day Saints should cultivate this ambition constantly, which was so clearly set forth by the apostles in former days. We should try to walk each day so their conscience will be voided of offense before everybody. I'm going to suggest to you, Bill, that the Latter-day Saints are trying. They are doing everything they can, and they can't do it, and maybe that's why Utah has such a high rate of depression and all the rest.
I would because not this be surprised at all if that's
this religion
part of it.
Is to blame because people are trying, and instead of merely trying, they need to give it all to Jesus and let him take this burden.
Does this at all sound at all like what Jesus was saying, come unto me, and I will give you rest? Jesus didn't say I would give you a license to sin. We don't interpret that to mean that at all, but I will give you rest. I rest in the fact that my salvation was accomplished by works, but not my works.
And that's what Paul says is the peace that passes all understanding. The idea as well in 1 John 5:13 that we may know we have eternal life. There is something about being a Christian that there is a great peace that I don't think the Mormon people really understand.
On page 103, it says, we cannot become perfect at once, but we can be a little better day by day. And then again, it says, do not expect to become perfect at once. My admonition to you, Latter-day Saint, is don't expect to become perfect outside of the work of Christ.
Amen.
He is the one who is perfecting us, according to Hebrews 10:14.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. When trying to understand the doctrines of our Latter-day Saint friends, family members, and co-workers, it can be very difficult to know what to believe. In his resource titled, In Their Own Words, A Collection of Mormon Quotations, Mormonism Research Ministry's Bill McKeever compiles some of the very best Mormon quotations that will help you better understand what LDS leaders and scholars have said on such issues as atonement, exaltation, and pre-existence. Written in an encyclopedic format, In Their Own Words provides quotes on literally dozens of issues, alphabetically listed for quick reference that can be found in a matter of seconds. No more wondering what Mormonism's leaders have said on any topic. And this resource is available in both book format as well as on CD disc. Just load the PDF file onto your computer and you're ready to do valuable research. These are the very best quotes that Mormonism Research Ministry uses on a regular basis. In Their Own Words is available now at mrm.org. Again, mrm.org. Get it today.